So in Anthony news.
Okay.
I have two stories that are right up your alley. So in case people do not know, your partner, the woman that you are with, what did she do for a living when you first met her?
Worked at Hooters.
Yes, she worked at Hooters. Well, Hooters is in the news today because Hooters has brand new uniforms. And it's really causing a controversy because some of the Hooters waitresses like the new uniform. They like showing off their bodies. And other women were like, you know, I'm fine with the booty shorts, like the short shorts. But the new uniform is like, people are saying that it looks like porn. Because it's basically, okay, so the front looks like a bathing suit and the back is just right up your butt. Like a full, like someone's giving you a wedgie, you know. So a lot of the Hooters waitresses got on TikTok and they were showing the video of like the new, some of the girls just picked it up and like showed it to the camera. Were like, no, I'm not wearing this. Hooters' attitude about this is, well, okay, then you can resign. Mm-hmm. This is the new uniform. Either you wear it or you don't work here. Mm-hmm. That's the rule. That's how this works. So the controversy is people are saying, well, it's not okay that they're dictating to these women. Like when you hired me, I understood boy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've been here for a couple of years. Now you're saying up, the, you know, dental floss up the butt crack. No. Other people are like, listen, it's Hooters. I mean, you're not go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Go get a job somewhere else. You don't have to work here.
It's I saw this today and I saw the shorts that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the problem with Hooters is nobody goes anymore. You can drive by any Hooters and there's nobody there. So yeah, this is the final, this is the final nail in the Hooters coffin. Hooters went from having the Hooters Airlines being on top of the world to being in the Mall of America to being that one creepy guy that the strip club isn't open yet. And he goes to Hooters. The food sucks.
Right.
And there's no reason to go anymore. So this is going to be the final nail in their coffin. This is Hooters is going to be around for another year. Then you're going to say, I don't even know what that is.
There were all these people defending Hooters and saying, you know, this is their right. If that's what the uniform is, that's what you have to wear. Just don't work here. And then people would say, when was the last time you were at a Hooters? And they were like, oh, there's none in my neighborhood. or I've never been to a Hooters. It's like you can have an opinion about it and you can support it, but you've never been there, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you're saying, that the food's terrible. Like I worked at a radio station once and we were early for a gig and two guys we were with were hungry and that was the only place to eat. So we were like, ah, fine, we'll go. Yeah, the food was awful, really bad. So I don't, what do I care what waitresses wear? They wear whatever they want to wear. Like, you know, what do I care? People wear way less. I worked in a restaurant here in New York City. And we had to wear way less. Like we had to wear these little tiny tops tied up and like a band that was supposed to be a skirt. It was like a mini skirt, mm-hmm. but it was a micro mini. And then we had to wear them with boots. So it was like boots, micro mini, and like a top tied up. And there was a girl that I worked with who was a part-time model and she had one of those bodies, you know, and on her, I mean, it looked pornographic. I mean, it just looked like... Like on me, it was like, oh, ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry about you.
There was a place, and I can't remember where it was. I think it was Myrtle Beach, but it was called Tilted Kilt. And it was girls wearing little kilts and little shirts. So they were competing with Hooters. But the problem was they had a huge beer selection and decent food.
Right.
So I don't even think they're around anymore. So,
right, yeah.
You know, and until Hooters goes all naked and they up the food tenfold, right. It's going away by this time next year. It's not around. I mean, they're barely hanging on now.
All right. So here's the second story in Anthony news. I know you have the Ring doorbell.
Yep.
And you like it.
Love it.
But I think you need to know that a British man was just fined $137,000 because he did not disclose to his neighbors that he had the Ring doorbell and it captured them talking, them on their phones, them walking around. And they sued him, saying that's a violation of their privacy.
Really?
And he said, yes. And he said, listen, we've had some robberies around here. The guy on the other side of me had his car stolen right from the driveway. He put two Ring cameras, one on the front yard, one on the backyard. So the neighbors next to him and the neighbors behind him sued him, and he lost.
Wow. Yeah. Because neighbors have cameras all over now, too.
I mean,
just regular cameras on the outside of the door. No, I love my Ring camera. And if you can't see the Ring light on my front porch, then you're bad.
Well, they're saying that it's not that you shouldn't have them. It's that you should disclose to your neighbors, hey, listen, I'm putting up surveillance cameras. I'm putting up the Ring and I'm going to be recording everything you do. Because what the problem with the neighbors was is that the guy can hear their conversations on his phone while he's checking his Ring. And that's the violation, that it's a violation of their privacy. They're being recorded without their consent.
Yeah, it's probably like an apartment. I can see that being an issue with a house like mine where... if you're talking and my Ring hears you, you're bad because it's not that close. You shouldn't be talking that loud.
Yeah, but isn't there CCTV everywhere?
Exactly.
I mean, shouldn't you assume it's wherever you go? Yeah, wherever you go, you're being recorded. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, if you're outside your house walking around talking, somebody can hear you.
You don't have
Somebody's recording you once
you walk outside.
Yeah.
In your house, you have privacy. Outside of your house, game on.
Game the minute you walk out of your house. Exactly. So, but this guy lost. This guy, he had to pay $137,000 to his neighbors.
That.
Yeah, for that. But what's interesting is, you know, the minute, because I watched all of those murder shows, as you know, the minute something takes place, like a robbery, a break-in, God forbid a murder, something like that, they immediately go looking for CCTV. Mm-hmm. Like, who's got the cameras and what could I, you know, and if my camera is trained on your house and something happened at your house, you're going to be really happy that I had those cameras.
Yep. So, yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. But even if you walk up to a cop now, they're recording you. So you have no privacy anymore. So just deal with it. Don't do bad stuff. Don't say bad things. Don't do bad stuff. Then you don't have that issue.
Exactly.